Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Daf Hashua, Subis, Daf Pei Gimel. Starting a new parak. Let's talk to Mishnah. Hakaisav l'ishta, din dvarim ein li b'nechsayich. If someone writes to his wife, I have no chusim, no din nor dvarim in your nechasim. So all it affects, the Mishnah says, there is a echel peres b'cheya. He still gets to eat peres. V'meisi yarish, and if she dies, he's still yarish her. And kein l'amakas lo din dvarim ein li b'nechsayich. So what does he relinquish by saying din dvarim ein li b'nechsayich? She marcha v'nasna kaim, that if she sells it or she gives it a b'matana, she can now do that. Even last parak we learned all the situations when it doesn't work. But here, if he wrote the Nidvarim, he could be Mesalik himself, and it does work. Saying, if he adds that he's being Mesalik from Paris, then he's not Echel Paris B'chayah, Mesa Yorsha. And if she dies, he's Yorisher. So here he relinquished also that he doesn't have his chus peres. It's true he doesn't have his chus peres, but he has per peres, which the Gemara is going to explain. Per peres means that you took the peres, instead of eating them, you sold them, bought karka, and now you are getting peres from that karka that was bought with peres. So that's called per peres. So even though he was misalik himself from peres and it belongs to her, if she chooses to sell it and buy karka, now he gets his chus to get the peres of that secondary karka. So he gets per peres. And you have to specify peripersan ad oilam, and you also have to write ad oilam. The Gemara is going to declare whether you have to write both those noschoyes, both peripersan and ad oilam. And you also add b'chayech uve moisech there after your death too. So then you'll be misal from Yerusha as well. Ena echel peres b'chayeha. You don't get peres from meisa and Yerusha, and then you don't get Yerusha either. No, if she dies, you are Yerusha. Why? Because you're making it tonight to be mevatel uschus that the Torah gave you. It doesn't work, even though it's a davar b'mam. And the Gemara is going to discuss that on daf pei dalet. Zakti Gumar, Tani, Rukhiya, Ha'imalishta. So Rukhiya said, you don't have to write it, you could just say it. Frank Gumar, even if you wrote it, Rukhikasav la Ha'chi Mahavi. Even if you wrote it, what does it help? But Tani, Ha'imalachavari, Din, Dwar, Mainly Al Sadazu. I have no schus in this Sadami, Misalak Misal. Mainly Esigba. Vyadim Sulakazimanu, so use three Lashinas, which all mean the same thing, the concept of Siluk. Lara Maklomi, it's not saying anything. Why? Because you have to do a Matana. You have to either give it to someone or you have to be Mafkarit. But Siluk, you don't have the ability to be Misalakit. So Amr de Berav Yanai, because of love, Oidavru. So here we're talking about you wrote this before he married her Nisuin, before he got this chusim for these things, and it works. Kedur Kohana, der Kedur Kohana. Amr Kohana, Nachla Bala Adam, Mokamacher, Nachla, it's coming from somewhere else, like here. Like it's coming from the schus of his wife, Adam Masalav Shalay Yerushani. You can make it tonight that I don't want to be zeich in it. If you say I don't want to have the tekanas chacham, the benefits they're giving me, like this one, Shaimin, like you listen to him. So that's how it works. Mike Ganzu, what does it mean? What is he referring to, Rava? A woman can say I don't want to be get mezainis and I won't do my zidai for you. So you can refuse the tekanas chacham, which is for your benefit. So here, that's how it works. That's how Siluk works. Not a real Siluk. It's just stopping the schus of the Tekan Zacham. Frank Demari, Hachi, Afila Nesua Nami. If so, even if she is Nesua, why can't you do it? So, Amra Baya, Nesua Yadiki Yada. Once you're Nesua, then he has a schus in her as if it's her own Yad. And Rava Amra Yada Adifum Yada. And Rava says he has even a bigger schus than her own schus. And the Nafkamina, whether you say Yadiki Yada or Adifum Yada, it has no Nafkamina here in our Sugya. But Nafkamina Shemeres Yabim, it's a Nafkamina in the Sugya Shemeres Yabim, which we learned in Misach Tzivamis, and Rashi explains that the Nafkamina is regarding after she passes away, if the Shemeres Yabim dies, is the Baal or the Yavam who's in his place equal to the Yarshe Abba, to Yarshe Ha'av, her Yarshim, her personal Yarshim, or is he better than them? And that will make enough community how they divide the Nechasim or the Ksuban, etc., after she dies. So that's where it depends if it's Yade Adifam Yada or Yadim Yada regarding this Chus after the death of the Shemeres Yabam. But here it doesn't make a difference, regardless if it's a Kiyada or Adifam Yada, the bottom line is that he can't be misalik himself after Nisuan. So now this Iboy has nothing to do with marriage, but Kanamiyadimau. It's talking about any time a person does a siluk on a piece of property, and he says, I'm being misalik myself so that you could take it, and which we said doesn't work, but you made a kinyan. You made a kinyan to strengthen your words. Mao, does that work? Amra Vyasa, Vidinidwaram Kanu, Nimiyadim. No, you made a kinyan from a siluk, and a siluk doesn't work, so a kinyan doesn't work. No, if you made a kinyan, you really mean to be makna the karka with that kinyan. Amr Vyasa, Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef makes sense that it doesn't work. We're turning the page. Ba'oire. That's if he's ma'ar right away and he says, oh, I didn't mean it. But if he says, hey, yeah, go ahead, take it, and he lets the person take it for a couple of days, then and then it's a gilui that he really meant to be maknet. Amar amai, ameimer, helchus le gufa shakarka, gana miyadei taka made a kinyan from gufa shakarka. Amar alei arvashel arameimer, ba'oirer, oi ba'oimed. Do you have a difference if the person is oirer or he lets him be there? La'am f'gini k'raviesa, like k'raviesa made a difference. Amar alei l'shamila, I never heard that. Klaim alei s'rila, meaning I don't hold of it. Either way, it is mi gufa shakarka, gana miyadei. It's a real kinyan. So agdi marvayetim kinyan lama kasav la. Why did he write it for her? So v'teimalei, why does he say to him? Maybe mikal milusik is nafshach. When you said din dvarim, you meant to be aside from everything. Yerusha, Paris, and everything. Why are we limiting it? Amar Abaye yad bala shtar al tachtanim. Because she's the bala shtar. She's coming with a claim, and he is the one who's coming with a claim, and he gets to only take the least. Maybe he meant peri. Why do we say it means bechira? Amar Abaye betzina tav mikara. It's better for him to stick to the betzina. I'm sorry, she's the balashtar, my mistake, and she's coming to collect. So he keeps as much as he can. So anyway, betzina tav mikara, it's better to have something in hand than something that will come. So that means over here, a dlas katana is better than a big pumpkin. He'd rather get the Paris, which is all immediate and it's here and it's right now, whether bitl mecha, that she may not do, may not happen, so he prefers to hold on to Paris. Ve'em Yerusha, maybe it's Yerusha that he's being misalik himself, Amar Abai, Misa Shchicha, Mechir L'Shchicha, she may die, he doesn't want to give that up, but that she will sell is unlikely, because she won't want to sell her father's Nechasim, she has, the value, has special value to her, so V'chim Masakinish, Nafshim, Mimilsa L'Shchicha, a person is misalik himself only from something that is not Shchiach. Masa L'Shchicha, Le Masakinish, Nafshim, a person is not going to misalik himself from something that may happen, like Misa. Rashi Amar, it's Meduyik in his language, but Nechsayich means, V'lami Perisein, I'm not being misalik himself from Paris, and B'nechsayich means, V'loi L'Achar Misa, not for Achar Misa. Tanur Rabbanan. I'm sorry, Rabbi Huda Aimer, Lelmu Echel Peri Paris. Tanar, Banan Elon Paris, Elon Peri Paris. This is Paris and this is Peri Paris. Chnisa Le Karkavas to Paris. If she was Machnas Karka and made Paris, Haray Hain, Paris. That's Paris. Machar Paris, Wilaka Behan Karka. If she sold Paris and he sold Paris and he bought Karkavas to Paris and then that created Paris, Haray Hain, Peri Paris. That's what Peri Paris is. Yibayu Rabbi Huda, Peri Paris Dafka. Which language is the important one? Peri Paris, Adilmat Oilam Dafka, or maybe the Ad Oilam is the important language. Adilmat Harvayu Dafka, maybe you have to write both. Imzum Zlam Peri Paris Dafka, if you're going to say the main language is Peri Paris. So Ad Oilam Lamali, why'd you write Ad Oilam? Hakamash Malan, keeping the Kasla Peri Paris, being they wrote Peri Paris, command the Kasla Ad Oilam Dam, it's like you wrote Ad Oilam. Imzum Zlam Ad Oilam Dafka, and if you're going to say Ad Oilam is Dafka, Peri Paris Lamali, why do you have to write Peri Paris? Hakamash Malan, that Fakar. Avogab the Kasla Peri Paris, even though you wrote Ad Peri Paris, E Kasla Ad Oilam and Eloi Lai. Only if you write Ad Oilam does it work, otherwise not. And then some slime and tarvayu dafka. And if you need both, then tarati lami. Why takid? You need both. Tricha. You need both. Why? The ikasa la peri peris ulai kasa vadalam. If you write peri peris and not adalam, then you maybe say, haba ima peri peris udalayacha. Maybe you're only masalik double peris. Ala peri de peri peris. If you did that a third time, you took the peri peris and sold them and bought karka and a group peris. That you're not masalik yourself from. Achal. That's why you have to write Ad Oilam. Because we'll add Oilam, if you're Ad Oilam, like, because we'll pay Paris, have a min la'ilam on Paris, koi, lahachi, it's rook, pay Paris. Maybe la'ilam is going on Paris, and that's why you have to write pay Paris, you misalik yourself in pay Paris as well. What taka is a halacha if you just wrote, didn't write Ad Oilam and you wrote Peri Paris? Do you taka have a schos in Paris of Peri Paris? You wrote B'nechsayich and you skipped B'peris and you only wrote Peri-Peris. So do you have a schus to get Peris? Maybe M'Peri-Peris Salk Nafshe. You only M'Salk Nafshe. Should you sell the Peris and buy Karka, then you lose the schus of those Peris. But M'Peri-Peris Salk Nafshe, the Peris itself, you're not M'Salk yourself. I don't recall some Mila Salk Nafshe. If you're M'Salk and Peri-Peris, Peris are included. Pshita, to be called Melasak Nafsha. No, it has to be your Masak yourself totally. Why? Do you have a pair of Paris Salak Nafsha? Because if you only be Masak yourself when you sell the Paris by Karka, those Paris, me Peri Lois Salak Nafsha, but the Paris himself you could actually keep, so then keep enough Lindel of Paris, but that you're going to eat them. Peri Paris Mehechel, where are you going to get Peri Paris from? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda says that he keeps his chus in Peri Paris. Kivin the Achlimula Peris, she's going to eat the Peris. Peris Mehecha, where is he going to get Peris from? Alab Dushara, Tarat says that they didn't, weren't able to eat all of them, or they didn't eat all of them, and they chose to sell them, and then you got Peris. So Chanan B'Dushara is here, it's like, yeah, if you didn't eat all of them, and he sold them, do we say that you were Masalik yourself only from Peris and not from Peris? Tomorrow is not Peshit. Zog Tomorrow. Shumi Yom Nil Oimer. Okay, this we're going to leave for next week. Have a good night.